Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our All Saints service today. It's so lovely to have each and every one of you here. Can I ask you to please stand as we get ready to sing our first hymn? Just a brief notice before we sing, shoeboxes that people might want to bring up, we will bring up during the last hymn. So let us focus not on bringing shoeboxes up now, but on singing with nice, clear, happy, and joyful voices our first hymn, which is number 109, For All of the Saints. But we will be skipping over verses 3 and 5. That's verses 3 and 5. So let us sing For All of the Saints. Wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. This is what we are part of this morning, coming from our own homes and places into this, the house of God, to share our hymns of praise and to meet in worship in the presence of God. And I am delighted this morning to be able to welcome all of those from Tiger Club who are going to be helping make our service this morning such an occasion of influence and sort of reflection and significance. So we will be having their input in a short while and singing some slightly different hymns than perhaps we often do. But it's an opportunity to rejoice, for God is here with his people. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely as we look to Jesus in penitence and faith. Would you please be seated for our confession? Together we say, Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us, and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse you from your sins and restore you in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our collect prayer for this All Saints' Day. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect into one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. So let us stand and sing our next song with confidence of God's forgiveness. We may sing it through twice. It is All Heaven Declares. Number is in your sheet. Number 10. Worship him alone. To hear from your holy word and to enter into the story of heaven. Amen. May I invite our readers to come forward and lead us in the next part of our service.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Psalm 34, 1-10. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Glorify the Lord with me. And let's exalt his name together. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
I sought the Lord as he answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Fear the Lord, for you, his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing.
The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord and lack no good thing.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hello there. What's going on here then? Looks like a pretty good party.
Oh, hello. How lovely to see you again after such a long time. I didn't know you had an invite.
I don't, but you know me. What with the devil may care attitude. So come on, what's happening?
It's a great celebration here. Everyone's here. I'm supposed to be counting them in for, you know, health and safety. But I gave up a long time ago. There's way too many. Here comes some more.
Salvation comes from
I mean, this is God's party, right?
Of course, no one gives a party like God. And God's mates are from every continent. Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Asia, Oceania, and Antarctica.
Salvation comes from our God on his throne, and from Jesus the Lamb.
Well, I suppose he did create all those countries, but look at this lot coming now. They're all music lovers, aren't they?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
I'm all right with the classical music types, but I'm not sure about the punks and the indie kids, and particularly not sure about the hipsters.
Salvation comes from our Lord, and from Jesus the Lamb.
Oh, well, I rather like the hipsters.
No, can't bear them. Give me a nice classical music fan. No, that's music I can work with.
Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Aren't you bored out here? I mean, all the other angels are in there falling down on their faces and worshipping. Aren't you important enough to be included, standing out here like a glorified bouncer?
Oh, that's actually not how it works. In fact, I feel like I have the most important job. You see, all these people, they're the ones who came out of the Great Tribulation.
Oh yes, we love a bit of tribulation. And we really socked it to those humans. It was horrible. They were hungry, thirsty, persecuted, rejected. The ones on your side, of course. Some of our best work, if I do say so myself.
If you say so. Well, like I say, the ones we're welcoming, they're the ones who've washed their robes in the blood of Lamb and made them white. They will get to live with God forever. No more hunger for them, no more thirst. They won't get parched in the midday sun with no hope of rescue. They're the ones who are going to drink living water. They'll be with Jesus forever. And God, he's going to wipe away every tear from their eyes. It's not a punishment for me, it's a privilege.
So are you letting me in then?
Oh, no, sorry, you're a bit of a fire hazard with all that hellfire and stuff. More importantly, you don't have an invite. Right, I'm off to join the rest.
Fine, see if I care.
Pity, it does seem like fun.
Thank you all very much for that. A different way of visualizing the scene in Revelation chapter 7. I hope that was as helpful for you as it was for me. Let us now stand and sing our next hymn, Majesty. And this one again we shall repeat. Majesty, worship His Majesty. have seen in our story, that there is an invitation offered. Do we take hold of our invitation of faith and endure through all that is difficult in life? Or do we reject it? This is a living question for each of us to engage with. And it's a question which we are going to ask ourselves right now. Are we prepared to receive the invitation to eternal life, of freedom from our sins, of healing of our souls, from our Lord Jesus Christ? And so, brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, was suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Holding on to this invitation of faith, let us bring ourselves before God in a time of prayer.
Let us open our hearts and minds to pray. Holy God, take us and make us holy. Make us yours and make us obedient. Make us faithful, make us joyful. Make us to be numbered with your saints in that glory which is everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We join our praises with all who have kept the faith, all who have been loyal and true, all who have served and witnessed, all who have been holy and examples to us. Lord, make your church a holy church, a praying church, a giving church, a serving church. We give thanks for the saints who have inspired us. May we be an inspiration to others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Some of your saints, Lord, explode before us like giants. Peter, upon whom the church is founded. Paul, who took faith to the known world. And Augustine, that great theologian and philosopher, hundreds of years ahead of his time. Thank you for the dazzling faith of the great saints. Keep the church ever in awe of such men and women, and always ready to learn from them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Others of your saints, like prophets, have told the truth, sparing no one, confronting both leaders and nations with the unchanging demands of justice and the never-ending possibility of peace. Men like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther King, William Wilberforce, John and Charles Wesley, and indomitable women like Edith Cavell and Mary Slessor. Thank you, Lord, for their courage that few of us could ever show, but we all can recognize it as divine. May we be strengthened by their lives and empowered to face our own lesser challenges. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We give thanks for all who have led us into the ways of holiness, for all who have shared their vision and their love. And we pray for all who give their time and talents in the service of others. We remain like small candles in what sometimes seems to be immense darkness. Our light is sometimes short, giving out when we're least prepared. But we know that there breaks a yet more glorious day, and our hesitant light will be swallowed up in lasting glory. So keep us confident in the good that even our small candles can do as we hold out before our family, friends and neighbors, the promise of your love and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. If our memories should start to fade as we grow older, we pray, Lord, that you'll keep us much aware of the noble line we have joined, and the privilege of hanging on to the back of the communion of saints. Enrich the poverty of our love and commitment. Inflame our hearts with the passion we once had, and keep us close to the fire which all the saints have drawn, from which all the saints have drawn their holiness. Jesus Christ our Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now let us join together in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, of heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Your kingdom
come,
your
will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory,
now
and forever. Amen.
Here in this calm and quiet place, I can just sit and stay, to think my thoughts and say my prayers as daylight slips away. I look where earth touches sky and hope that I will see beyond the edges of this world where God waits for me.
Dear God, we give thanks for all this, for all the saints and their work in spreading your good news. We pray that we may follow their example. Please be with those who mourn as they remember their loved ones now departed. I especially remember my granddad.
I travel this world by sunlight, seeing the way it should go. I travel this world by moonlight, trusting its silvery glow. I travel this world by starlight, trusting in heaven above. I walk through this old world's darkness, safe in God's love.
Dear door! Dear door, thank you for our family and friends, and especially in the people of in heaven. Pray with you, pray, and share. Me, Mom, as you know, who everyone admitted them. And Dan, too, for with Emily.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your kingdom is made up of saints, old and young, who do things in the way that your Holy Spirit leads them. We pray that we may always be led by your Holy Spirit to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to glorify your name through both word and deed. Amen. And so having spent some time reflecting on who we are before God, on our place amongst all the saints, let's now stand and sing our final hymn. And if out of your charity and your love for those around you, you wish to bring a shoebox forward for the Samaritan's Purse Christmas Child campaign, you are more than welcome to bring them up around the altar, where we will then say a prayer for them after this hymn. But let us stand and sing, Lord, the light of your love is shining. The light of your love is shining. We have in common is the God who loves us all and died for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. He came as a free gift, as an offering and an invitation for us to step into his love. And inspired by his example, we do the same for others. And that is the heart of Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child, that we who have received God's blessings should give blessings to those in need in times of difficulty. It's something that I have grown up always doing, and I'm so pleased that we have these shoeboxes here, which will be joined with those from Holy Trinity, to be taken off and distributed to those in different places around the world who will be immensely grateful for what has been given. So let us pray for these offerings that we have got here today, that they may be used well and a blessing for those that receive them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know every single human being on the planet by name, that you love them and that you are with them, and that you see their needs and you provide for them. We pray that our offerings of these shoeboxes this day may be a blessing to those who receive them, that in it they may find a sense of happiness and joy in the midst of whatever their circumstances may be. Lord, we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a couple of notices to share with you. The first of which is that the coming weekend is that of remembrance. Armistice Day is obviously the 11th, which is the Saturday. But on the 10th, Friday, at 10:45 on the Common, we will be gathering for an act of remembrance to which both schools will be coming and various other groups of people. If you would like to come and join us, that would be absolutely wonderful to be able to remember people together as a community. On Remembrance Sunday, which is the 12th, there will be a service here at 9:30, following which, at the end of the service, there will be an act of remembrance, which Graham will lead us with Cubs and Air Cadets and all sorts of other people being involved in that as well. There will also be a service at Holy Trinity, though beginning earlier than 11 o'clock at 10:50, and that service will start with an act of remembrance before having a service that follows on afterwards. We also have, in about a month's time, a Christmas tree festival, which will be happening over at Holy Trinity. And I have been told this last week that it is customary for the ministry team to also submit a tree. And apparently in the past, it's not been very good. So I'm going to have to see what we can do about that. But if you think that you can do a Christmas tree better than the ministry team's Christmas tree, then you would be more than welcome to put in an application and have a Christmas tree. It can be for a family or an individual, or it can be for a group or an organization. It can be on a theme of whatever you would like. And I understand that they will be judged and admired and shared together on the first weekend in December. So if you're interested in that, please do let the office know. You'll also see that on your pew newsers at the back, there is now a list of all the upcoming Christmas services and everything else that will be unfolding in the coming weeks. We hope that you'll spot things that you would like to join in with and come along to and join us with all of those. I think that brings us to the end of our notices, unless I've forgotten anything particularly important. In which case, we come on now to what I have listed in the order of service as thanks. And the thanks goes to all of you, really, because today is All Saints. And I know it might seem like we have had a service where Tiger Club have taken over, but actually that's not the case. They have joined us in being the next group of people to profess their faith and to read the Holy Scriptures and to share an insight into the story of God here in this place. So I want to thank you for your support of Tiger Club and encourage you to encourage them in their faith as they continue to grow and offer all that they do. My desire for this church is that we should learn more and more, week by week, how we can help children and young people to come to faith and to take their place within our community. So my first thank you goes to all of you for giving them this space this morning. And my second thank you comes to you, all of you who have been involved in Tiger Club this morning, who have done readings, who have done performances, who have sung and made noises and prayers and everything that we have offered. It is a real blessing to have you here. So thank you all very much for what you have done. And lastly, my thanks goes to God. God is being very good and faithful to this congregation. And I'm hearing it through lots of small little stories from different people about things that is happening in your life, moments of solace that you're finding in your own prayer lives and your own experiences. And it's great to be able to hear those stories myself. But it's even better if we can share those stories with one another. And so I encourage you to take those moments of thankfulness that you have in your own lives and share them with one another, perhaps over in the sanctuary with tea and coffee. Let us not just be dependent on what's happening at the front, but on what's happening in the pews to the left and to the right, in front of us and behind us. Because together, we are part of all of the saints that make up the kingdom of God here in Tyler's Green. So thank you to God as well. We now draw our service to a close. Beth, could I invite you to come up as we get ready to say goodbye? So before I hand over to Beth to close our service, let me leave you all with a blessing. God, who has prepared for us a city with eternal foundations, give to you all the grace to share in the inheritance of saints in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you very much for what you did. You were great. Thank you for what you did. You were great. If you were happy to hang around and sort of just say hello to people on their way out, I'm sure some people might want to do something. Thank you for what you've done.